Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Dr. Florencetta Gibson, the director of the School of Nursing here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Gibson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to a lot of great things that are going on, in particular talking about the University of Louisiana at Monroe, the nursing program that is available online.
Yes, we offer a Bachelor's of Science degree in nursing online for RNs who are either associate degree graduates or have diploma graduates. And those students are able to complete all the requirements for the Bachelor's of Science degree in a fully online format.
How did this come about? When was the online program established, and what was some of the thought behind being able to put a program like this online?
We began our development several years ago and were able to actually initiate the program about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And the need was that many registered nurses who completed at associate degree programs or diploma programs wanted to advance their career in a new direction. And in order to successfully help that happen, they needed the bachelor's degree. The bachelor's degree is the entry point that allows the registered nurse to pursue additional education in university environments.
So this really came into play then, I guess, whenever someone is in the workforce, but yet they are looking to further their career or their education, and being able to provide them a way of being able to do that without having to have a lot of work-related issues.
That's correct. The RN to BS online program allows the student to be enrolled and never have to miss work because all of the courses, all of the faculty interaction is online. If the student wishes, we relate to them via telephone, via email, all of those things, but that is not required of the student. When we think about registered nurses who have the associate degree or the diploma and they want to have career advancement, for example, nurse anesthetist, for example, the nurse practitioner, all of those require that you have a master's degree. And in order to enter a master's program, you must have the baccalaureate degree. So this degree opens the door for registered nurses, not only in Louisiana, but in our surrounding states, to actually begin that process without having to move, relocate, or spend enormous hours in the classroom.
Before we get too far into it, how have you seen the progress as far as those participating in the online program? How has that been going for the time that it's been in place?
It has been going very well. We have had approximately 20 graduates thus far, and those graduates have done extraordinarily well. Each of them has stepped into a management role, or they've stepped into a master's program that they already had their eyes set on. Those nurses were able to continue to work full-time. And one of our requirements is that if you're in this program, that you are working, because many of the assignments that the students complete are related to their work environment.
Mm-hmm. What courses are offered if we took a look at the online program? What kind of things would we see?
In the professional component, the students are given a course that orients them and updates them on current trends and issues in the profession of nursing. We look at healthcare cost and management theories that help them understand their unit and what their overall hospital or clinic setting may be trying to accomplish. In addition, we include management, those management skills that the individual needs in order to be a successful manager. We also give them information about the community and partnering with the community to provide care for the community as a client. And then finally, we give them information about nursing research. As we think about these nurses remaining in the workforce, nursing research and evidence-based practice is very important for successful patient care. So we offer research and give them a very strong introduction so that as they enter master's programs, they'll be prepared.
Is there support online from the staff as far as being able to correspond with them by email?
Yes. We have a real strong belief that our faculty need to be available, and they are. Our faculty definitely email, and they participate in chats and those things. But every student can access the faculty via phone call or in any other way that they need to. If they need to come in and see the faculty member, if they are able to clear their calendars, then the faculty member will definitely be there and be available.
Do you see the trend of people moving from being a registered nurse to acquiring the Bachelor of Science degree?
You know, we do, because many nurses, when they began their education, were thinking, let me graduate quickly.
Right.
And as they entered associate degree programs, they are traditionally two-year programs, or a diploma program, which is typically a two-year program. They were able to complete, start their career. Many of them then moved into family roles and other roles. But now they're able to recognize that in order to meet the career goals that I really have, I need the bachelor's degree.
With the nursing online program, is this something that perhaps you're moving towards with some of the 2+2 initiatives that they have with other community colleges and the University of Louisiana at Monroe here? Is this something that may be in the works to develop that to where that program would be available there as well?
Yes, we are exploring the 2+2. And the 2+2 indicates that graduating from universities that are in a relationship with ULM, that their graduates would come in and begin taking our professional nursing courses without having to go back and take any of our support courses, our humanities, or any of those courses. That's an excellent plan, and we are very excited about it.
Who would the online program appeal to? I mean, I know we mentioned that people that are already in the work field, but also, would it really appeal to those who live out of town or those who maybe began and then dropped out but they want to get back involved in some capacity?
The RN program is designed for the registered nurse who has an unencumbered nursing license. And that unencumbered license allows them to be able to participate in an active student way. Many of these people who have in the past graduated from our program were typical nurses who have been very busy and are now taking some time to focus on their goals. You know, nurses overall are very caring people, and typically, I am a nurse, we put off what is best for us for what's best for our family and the people that we care about, even our employers. These nurses recognize now that I need to do what I want to do. In order to get that accomplished, I need this degree. And it works well for them.
And considering the nursing program and, you know, how this appeals to those folks, but also what is the time length? Is there any set standard time that it would take to finish the program online?
If a student has met all of their prerequisites and all of their core university requirements, then they are admitted into our professional track. Taking professional courses, they can complete the requirements for the Bachelor of Science in Nursing in 3 academic semesters. And that's not a very long time. The study is not very rigorous. However, it is intense in that the students are not given less than our on-campus students are given. It is not watered down, nor are they disadvantaged because they're online students. We want them to meet the same expectations so that as they step out of our program into management or into their workplace or into advanced education, then they are prepared.
Is there any type of practicum work or any kind of clinics that they would be doing?
They do the clinics. They do clinical. That's a nursing term. But they are able to do it in their own communities, in their own areas of practice, in their own hospitals. And that is why the nurse does need to have a hospital or clinic or office link in some way. And again, they must have an unencumbered nursing license.
I think that's one thing that's unique is that it really partners in something you bring up, not only with local hospitals, but also hospitals in their community, wherever they may be taking the online course.
That's correct. This program is not just for nurses in the Northeast Louisiana area. We are prepared to work with nurses anywhere in the United States. And we are very excited that we have currently been working with a military nurse that will be taking some time away from the military to come to us and finish her degree. And that's exciting.
Now, there's a lot of things going on with the University of Louisiana Monroe Nursing Department, the School of Nursing. Namely, the big news is that looking forward to moving back into the facility here on campus.
That's correct. We have been out of the official School of Nursing building since the Monroe area endured Hurricane Gustav. Mm-hmm. During that time, the School of Nursing sustained considerable water damage, and the entire department was moved across campus. We are currently housed in some spaces in the old Sandal Library. We are also in the new library, and then some of us are housed in Sugar Hall. Within a few weeks, we will all be housed back within the School of Nursing building. The exterior of the building has been refurbished, but the interior of the building is just about brand new. We've got new color schemes, new furniture. It's wonderful.
I was going to ask as far as equipment or anything like that goes, so things have had to be replaced, of course, with the damage done during the hurricane.
The building has been redesigned. There are several new areas for previous graduates. One exciting thing that we can't wait to occupy will be we have a student lounge. So some of those things that were not a part of our previous structure, we've been able to carve out space for. We're also very excited that we will be able to expand our simulation lab. Right before Gustav hit, we had an opening of our simulation site, and we had to move that because of the water. Simulation will be going back, and we're going to allow our students to have that technological experience prior to giving patient care.
Mm-hmm. A notable anniversary on the way for the School of Nursing
as
well.
That's correct. 50 years. The School of Nursing graduated its first class in 1965, and we are celebrating this fall the 50th anniversary of the program. We're also celebrating the 25th anniversary of our National Honor Society, which is Sigma Theta Tau chapter here at ULM. So we have a lot of things coming up this fall, and we will be celebrating throughout the term because we're excited about the building and about the milestones in longevity of our program.
Are there any signature events that are in the works for the anniversaries coming up?
We do have an official opening date that's scheduled for September. I know that we're working on a date, and so we will be getting that out to the community. However, I would welcome comments and contact from previous graduates. If you will simply email me at the ULM School of Nursing website, and my email address is there, but it's fgibson@ulm.edu. We would love to involve all of our graduates, all of our alumni, in this wonderful event.
Dr. Florence Hedda Gibson, the director of the School of Nursing with the University of Louisiana Monroe, and talking about the nursing online program. Dr. Gibson, thank you for joining us on ULM Forum.
Thank you, Bob.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu. or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.